Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. As always, even on this beautiful Friday here in the heart of the state, downtown Milwaukee, conversations at the intersection of life, community, and business, always talking to people that care and do. Today, we're going to peek in to what's happening just west of downtown Milwaukee on the near west side of the city. It's a neighborhood of neighborhoods, and there's a big new development that's happening in the heart of this neighborhood at 27th and Well Street. We'll get to that very soon. But first, just two quick upswing observations, if I may, about last night's big opening night gala at the Baird Center. Number one, the new outdoor decks, balcony, and terrace spaces at the Baird Center are just absolutely stunning. And they show off the city in this amazing, spectacular fashion that, frankly, the older building that's now 26 years old just was never able to do. So if you have a chance, the public open house for the Baird Center is tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 5. You'll get a chance to see these open-air balconies. The smaller ones right on the corner of Kilbourne and Villar Phillips. It's covered. It has this amazing video board. And then there's this open terrace on the top floor that kind of wraps around the two sides of the building. And the views are spectacular. If you're hosting a convention in this city and you see it from the terrace, you're going to be like, all right, I'm hosting my next 10 conventions here. Absolutely stunning. And from an event standpoint, my number two upswing observation, the production team last night just knocked it out of the park. David Caruso has a company called Dynamic Events, Underwood Events, Ambrosia Events, Samantha Starr, and Levy Restaurants. Just, it was fancy, fantastic, and just an amazing visual experience. So kudos to the team at the Wisconsin Center District and CEO Marty Brooks for the opening of the Baird Center. And if you have a chance tomorrow, get downtown and see what it's all about. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. So on to today's show. It's connected to the expansion of the Baird Center in some ways, because if our neighborhoods surrounding the heart of downtown aren't strong, well then, you know, the entire body of the city just isn't as fit as it should be. And as I always say, cities don't build themselves. They take good, smart people to grow and nurture them. Near West Side Partners is a nonprofit organization that was founded through the support of five anchor institutions. And our guest, when she comes on next, she'll tell us all about those institutions. The group's board working teams are comprised of institutional and business stakeholders, civic leaders, and residents. And Lindsay St. Arnold Bell is the executive director, and she joins us today on The Upswing. When we come back after the first break, we're going to talk about the five founding corporations and how they're helping remake a neighborhood and better connecting it to the entire city. Lindsay's about 1 year into her role, but she's been with the organization since 2016. And full disclosure, my wife is the associate director of this wonderful organization, but there are amazing things happening, and we're going to learn about how they better connect to the downtown area and much more. This is The Upswing, the Friday edition. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing. Lindsay St. Arnold Bell joins us today. She is the executive director of Near West Side Partners. Lindsay, thanks for taking time out of your morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I am honored to be here.
All right. So give us the Lindsay story, you know, how you got to this role and kind of what's the why in your heart to do the work that you do each and every day?
Well, thank you. So Lindsay St. Arnold Bell, executive director of Near West Side Partners. You know, I've been with Near West Side Partners since 2016. As you mentioned, I'm newer in the role of executive director, but I'm kind of an old face in the Near West Side. I came to Milwaukee like a lot of folks did for college. Okay. I am a proud alumna of UWM, both for my undergrad and my graduate work.
You're from where originally?
I'm originally from Northeast Wisconsin, okay. Kind of all over Northeast Wisconsin. We moved it quite a bit.
And okay.
It was my dream to move to a real city.
All right.
I grew up watching Sesame Street, and I was like, that's the dynamic I want in my life. I want that community. And I kind of thought Milwaukee was going to be a stop onto somewhere bigger, but it really became home right away. So
the education at UWM really kind of ingrained you into the work that you wanted to eventually do.
Absolutely. Yeah, my first internship in the city was actually in the Near West Side. I interned with Repairs of the Breach.
Okay.
And at that time, they were at the nonprofit center. So I learned how to take the bus, transfer on the bus, make my way over to 30th and Highland. And ever since then, I've been interested and invested in that community.
Okay, so tell us about the footprint and the parameters of the neighborhoods that you work in and on each and every day.
Yeah. So the Near West Side is comprised of seven unique neighborhoods that are located just west of downtown Milwaukee. So kind of picture everything west of I-43 to Highway 175 and north of I-94. So we have some pretty hard boundaries. Within that area, we have the seven neighborhoods: Avenues West, Cold Spring Park, Concordia, Merrill Park, Pigsville, Miller Valley, and Martin Drive.
Okay.
And we have dynamic businesses, dynamic neighbors, and I think what makes us really unique is we have five anchor organizations that share this geography.
Yeah. So Near West Side Partners, the organizational makeup is comprised of which institutions, and what do they kind of bring to the table each and every day? Yeah.
So we were founded in 2014 with the support of Aurora Sinai, Marquette University, Potawatomi Ventures, Molson Coors, and Harley Davidson. And, you know, they are financial backers of the organization, but they're also really engaged in how can we improve the neighborhood for the folks who are living here and make it sustainable, not just for residents, but for businesses to really thrive. You know, this is their home, too. They have as much interest in making sure that it's a safe and welcoming community.
So it's really a collaborative, corporate-funded organization and a business improvement district. I've had many business improvement district leaders on the show, but walk us through what a BID is just for listeners that are like not familiar with that financial arrangement.
Yeah, a BID is a organization that works with commercial property owners who have elected to pay a additional levy to support activation and investment in their commercial.
So above and beyond the property taxes, those dollars go to the organization so that you can reinvest them in the area.
Yes, and we have 350 businesses in the Near West, BID number 10, the Near West Side BID. And with those funds, we've done streetscaping improvements, improvements to improve reckless driving. We've done signage, plantings, business grants. We've really run the gamut of how we've utilized those dollars.
Okay. And then so you work with the organizations to kind of collaborate with the corporations while representing both the residents and all the small businesses in the area. How does that process work day to day?
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's really important to note that while we are founded by anchor, our anchor institutions, and they are financial contributors, this is not their show alone, right?
Right.
We are an independent organization, and we work really closely to make sure that the work that we are doing is resident-informed and data-driven. So we are working with residents. We're collecting their input both through in-person meetings, through annual surveys, and really using that information to help us guide our work in our four focus areas. And that is housing, commercial corridor development, safety, and community health.
Okay. Yeah, and it's all ultimately then going back to the founding partners, it's about recruitment and retention for them. So to be a positive force in the neighborhood and to work with Near West Side Partners, yes, helps their business, but it helps the entire area grow. And ultimately, rising tides lifts all boats, and that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. You know, I think our proximity to downtown Milwaukee makes us such an attractive neighborhood and for people to live. They have all the amenities of downtown, but maybe just a slightly more distant travel, bigger yards, all of that good stuff. And then for employees and employers, we have great access from all those major thoroughfares I mentioned earlier.
Okay. When we come back from the break, how Near West Side Partners is creating opportunity on 27th and Wells Street, and what's going on at Harley-Davidson. Also, what is the new state? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. We're back with Lindsay St. Arnaud-Bell, Executive Director of the Near West Side Partners. I always say that cities do not develop themselves. They take good, smart people and groups that are working hard each and every day to find paths forward to redevelop and reimagine entire areas of our fine city. And especially with the development of and the reopening of the Baird Center now, having the neighborhood strong is even more important. So, Lindsay, as you look at the neighborhood you work in each and every day, what are some of the biggest opportunities and even some of the concerns of your partners in terms of the day-to-day in the Near West Side?
So I think there are great opportunities in the Near West Side. You know, we are the primary connecting neighborhood. We're really in the heart of the city. We're connecting the north side and the south side, the east and west side. And many people come through our neighborhood on their way downtown, or they're visiting the businesses that we have, like the Rave. And so I think really building on our assets, we have the opportunity to grow our population and bring more people in to visit businesses. We have the opportunity to bring more entrepreneurs in to establish their businesses. And then we also have the opportunity to explore how can we grow our housing opportunities mm-hmm. and our residential population.
Yeah, it's really a gateway neighborhood in terms of coming into downtown, not one that you just drive through, but one that's kind of continuing to evolve and develop, especially if you take Wisconsin Avenue mm-hmm. coming all the way east. Like, there's amazing institutions on Wisconsin Avenue that we'll talk about later on in the show. But what is happening on 27th and Wells, and specifically what's happening on June 25th?
Well, I'm really excited. So we, Near West Side Partners, and a number of other organizations have been working on a $20 million collaborative redevelopment of a vacant property into a new community, comprehensive community resource hub called Concordia 27. Hmm. Within this space, on the first floor, you will find Near West Side Partners' new offices, a brand new 12,000-square-foot commercial kitchen operated by Centers for Independence, the new Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee Trauma-Informed Healing Hub.
Okay. And that was Dr. Lovell's initiative out of Marquette University?
Yes, Dr. Lovell and his wife.
His wife, okay.
Yeah. And then Fruition MKE, which is really in the center of it all along 27th Street, which is a co-working creative maker space and a cafe. And on the first floor, these tenants surround 18,000 square feet of shared community space, which is a tremendous asset to the neighborhood. But what I think makes this project so exciting is on the upper floors, we have 33 units of high quality workforce housing. So these are apartment units that are intended for those who are making about $15 to $20 an hour. And I should mention, it's a full historic rehab.
Okay.
So these are units like you will not see.
So what was the building
else
beforehand? What was the latest? What was the last use of the building?
The last use? There were a couple different businesses there. There is a small coffee shop, okay, a cell phone store, and an adult bookstore.
Okay. So a $22 million historic renovation. It started, I mean, the project only started about, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, May 2022.
So what's that process of putting together a development of this scale?
Well, partnership, collaboration, yeah. and patience, I think. So we were really fortunate from the beginning. You know, this idea was born out of a 3-day appreciative inquiry summit that we held in 2021. And that was really focused on how do we accelerate work towards our mission coming out of COVID. So we had over 200 residents and businesses and other interested stakeholders participate in that. And what we heard was there was a real need for this kind of hub where people could access vital resources, things that we've heard again and again from neighbors. They wanted vibrant spaces, places to access health and wellness services, places where they could access high quality, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it started by let's pull together the partners,
right.
Those tenants that are going to anchor the building.
Okay.
And then the big question is funding.
Right.
How do you make it work financially? And we were fortunate to announce the project with a $5 million grant from the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
We have since secured $2 million from the federal government. Thank you. Thanks to an earmark by Congresswoman Moore. And $2 million from Milwaukee County to really help with that sustainability piece for the affordability of the housing. We are continuing to fundraise. We're always looking for sponsors, and we have a number of recognition rights throughout the building. So, you know, that will be an ongoing effort, but we are at a place now where we can really start bringing the property to life.
Right. And it will be wonderful to have Milwaukee Center for Independence cooking over, 11,000 school meals a day with job training right there. That's incredibly important. Welcome back to the Near West Side, a neighborhood of neighborhoods that's just to the west of us here at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Lindsay St. Arnold Bell joins us, the executive director of the Near West Side Partners, a big new development opening this summer. Grand opening, ribbon cutting is June 25th, Concordia 27 on 27th and Wells Street. $22 million historic renovation spearheaded by the Near West Side Partners. How is this a catalytic project for the neighborhood, Lindsay?
Well, this has really launched kind of a whole new way of how we think about 27th Street. You know, I think for a long time there was a stigma about what you would go to 27th Street for. And now we're really kind of turning that on its head. This is going to be a place for a whole lot of access to resources, to services, to health and wellness. So we are really starting to look at 27th Street as the future health and wellness corridor, not just of Milwaukee, but of the state.
Hmm, nice. And then go to 26th Street, the 26th and State. You're going to marry health and wellness with music. And so the Palms Music Club on State Street, people may remember, marquee acts have played there through the years. You had the Ramones, you had the Police. I think U2 played there like in the early 80s, like 1981. I think even Metallica had a show there in 83. What's happening at the former Palms Music Club on State Street?
This is such an amazing and visionary project. So for those who are not familiar, back in 2017, there was a fire at the old State Street Theater. And the building was at risk of being torn down. And a group of neighbors came together and said, wait, we have ideas.
There's too much history here.
Yeah, there's too much history here. We can't let that happen. So they began a project. It's really a 3-phase project. Phase 1 and phase 2 are just about wrapping up. There's an outdoor music park where the New State, which is a fantastic youth-serving nonprofit organization that's really mentoring youth through all aspects of musical production, from soundboards to lighting to performance and beyond, has been activating that lot. And the second part, the cafe, Delaney's, will be opening up later this summer. And then the third piece, big investment here into a 750-seat, all-ages performance center.
Hmm.
And this is a kind of asset that not only do we welcome in the Near West Side, but is really for all of Milwaukee. You know, this is a great place for youth to go, to recreate, to learn, to have really positive experiences right in the heart of the city.
Yeah, and if we're going to continue to grow the creative and technology angles in and around Milwaukee, we need spaces like the New State for kids to go to and to learn and to grow and to further their opportunities. It's not just about performing. It's about everything that kind of comes along with it. So that will be a project to keep an eye on for sure. A lot of other big anchor institutions in the Near West Side. Probably one of the biggest is Harley-Davidson. What's happening at their new 5-acre park?
Yeah, so this is such a cool development. As I mentioned, we had that appreciative inquiry summit back in 2021. And another thing we heard from neighbors was they really wanted new spaces to recreate safely outdoors. And at that time, Harley had a very large vacant surface parking lot. And they said, I think we could find a better use for this. So actually, the day before the grand opening of Concordia 27, we will be celebrating the opening of Davidson Park.
Okay.
4.5 acres on a former surface parking lot. This has so many really thoughtful and intentionally designed pieces. There is a significant bioretention swale there, or actually it's a, oh goodness, I forget the word, but it's holding a lot of rainwater.
Okay, all right.
There's some playgrounds that were designed with input from students at Story School, which is just a block away.
Okay.
There's a beautiful Serenity Garden that was built in collaboration with the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe. And it is just, it's a beautiful park, and it's really intentionally designed, but it's going to be really well programmed too. Mm-hmm. Harley-Davidson is partnering with Milwaukee and with Near West Side Partners to really make sure that this is a true welcoming asset to the community.
Another new park-like setting right in the heart of the city. I love it. So how important is the Ambassador Hotel and its ownership to the area? It's played a pretty special role in your life, I know, too, Lindsay. We'll talk about that and much more when we come back from the break. Happy Friday, the upswing connecting neighborhoods, growing Milwaukee each and every day. Always talking to the people who do and care and get up every morning and say, all right, how can I make my community a better place? Lindsay, how important is it to have local ownership in your neighborhood, especially, you know, people like the owners of the Ambassador Hotel?
It is huge. You know, they don't just care about it from a business sense. They are truly neighbors in the community. Rick Wiegan is a great example. He's the owner of the Ambassador Hotel. He has lovingly restored that hotel. It's gorgeous. I actually had my wedding guest stay there
a
couple years ago now. But, you know, he has really taken this on because he sees the value of the neighbors, of the people who live there. And his foresight, his vision has really allowed us to do great things beyond the boundaries of the Ambassador.
Yeah, and really made it a destination in terms of dining and the bar scene there. Way back in my day, I lived on 22nd and Well Street when I was at Marquette. So, you know, just to see that kind of parcel from 22nd to 27th come to life, it's a really it's a testament to what he's doing at that space for sure. And then right across the street is the Rave, another institution in the area. Yeah. How do you see the Rave continuing to grow?
Oh my gosh. The Rave looks fantastic. If you haven't been there recently, they just did a new beer garden in front of the building. So they have this great activation right on Wisconsin Avenue. If you're there for a show, you can visit a food truck, just hang out and enjoy the scene. They also just invested in some air conditioning. So it will be
much needed at that venue. Yes.
Yes. A very comfortable venue year round. And, you know, it's beautiful. It's historic, but it's still really relevant today. You know, they do a great job of booking shows that are bringing people in from all over the state. It is truly a destination location.
Yeah. As a country music fan, I appreciate the country bookings there because they get big names and it's a great place to see a show. For sure. So in terms of the day-to-day, how do you balance kind of the never-ending needs of, all right, I would get up every morning and really hone in on what the neighborhood needs, because that list can be long, right?
Yeah. You know, it's good not to not always think about the scale of the work when you're trying to get through it. I would say the big piece of this is partnerships. You know, Near West Side, the Near West Side staff, myself, none of us are doing this work alone. We have so many partners that are engaged, that are committed to the neighborhood, and we have really spent a lot of time creating this shared vision. So when we have these moments where there are issues that arise that are maybe outside of our scope or our mission, we are able to pull in those who are best positioned to address them and really think about how we can work collaboratively with them to support that solution.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm really interested in is how entrepreneurs grow their businesses, and often it's out of the bids. And you run a really wonderful annual event called Rev Up, right? And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, because there's been a couple big companies that's come out of Rev Up. We are talking to Lindsay St. Arnold Bell from Near West Side Partners. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, creating business opportunities through community building. Lindsay St. Arnold Bell, the executive director of the Near West Side Partners, joins us today. How do you, Lindsay, incubate businesses, and what's Rev Up?
Rev Up MKE is Near West Side's small business competition. It's a Shark Tank style competition that we hold annually, and entrepreneurs get coaching and mentoring, and then they do a live pitch at an event at the Rave. And we've had great businesses come out of here, Pete's Pops, Funky Fresh Spring Rolls. And this is really made possible through our partnership with Marquette and the 707 Hub.
Okay.
And their connection to business mentors, and really thinking about not just what do we need to have an entrepreneur successfully open their business, but how do we make them sustainable long term?
Yeah, and a way to involve the students and the university in continued community and business building in the area. I mean, Pete's Pops has a location in the Near West Side. Funky Fresh Spring Rolls started there. So having those kind of anchor businesses that started, getting a little bit of money, a little bit of cash, a little bit of encouragement, and now look at them. It's a wonderful thing. How do you work day to day with Marquette to kind of further connect the university to downtown?
Marquette is really engaged in the work that we do. We have a lot of students that are supporting our day-to-day work, from our surveying to our data collection. They also have a lot. We have a lot of faculty engagement, so we have faculty leaders on our working teams, and you know, we really see them as kind of lending that legitimacy to the work that we're doing. You know, they have the ability to really help us with those data-driven priorities I discussed earlier, and expand our reach beyond just what the 10 folks at Near West Side Partners can do.
Okay. So if someone hasn't been to the Near West Side in a while, what are a couple of the hidden gems they need to check out that you're like, I see this place every day?
Definitely check out the Village Inn in Pigsville.
Okay.
It is in the shadow of the Miller Brewery, Molson Brewery. And they have just a really cute, great Milwaukee bar vibe.
Okay. All right. What else?
What else? I would also recommend having a drink at Gin Ricky. They make the best Gin Ricky. It's not All right. just a name. It's a culture.
Inside the Ambassador Hotel, right?
Yes. And then, of course, Miss Katie's Diner. You know, there's a reason why every president stops there. it is a iconic Near West Side location.
Yeah, that's a favorite of mine for sure. We don't get there enough, but I used to go there all the time. It's just old school diners. We don't have enough of them in the area anymore. And those that are here, we got to continue to support, because they're just so, so good. If I gave you a magic Milwaukee wand and you were able to wave it and kind of help the mayor's initiative to get to 1 million population in the city, how do you use that, Lindsay?
I would build a cap over Interstate 43 so that we can connect the Westtown neighborhood directly to the Near West Side and make it a more pedestrian-friendly and welcoming environment. I think the barrier of the highway really kind of limits people's belief of traveling beyond for housing and recreational opportunities. So I would make that a new welcoming park.
That's good. I like, you know, those placemaking initiatives are just so important and such a, they come out of groups like yours. I mean, that's something you do each and every day. You sit around, all right, how do we better connect this part of town to that part of town? So I like that idea a lot. Make it happen. I'll support it without a doubt. What are some of your other favorite places in the city that you get inspiration from that you get to bring to the office each and every day?
Well, I love to visit Washington Park. You know, it's just to the north of the Near West Side, and I go there just about daily. It is such a vibrant piece of history right in the heart of our city. This is a Friedrich Law Olmsted Park. And it's really just a serene place to be. There's a beautiful lagoon, the Bandshell. Washington Park Wednesdays is going to be starting up soon. Like, that is one of the best concert series in the city. So that's one of the places where I go both to kind of revive myself mm-hmm. and to gain inspiration.
Okay, finally, we got about 20 seconds here. I like to ask business leaders in the community, define success.
Well, success is, to me, it is how you engage others to really carry on that vision and the projects that you've helped to start. You know, that is what leads to sustainability long term. If people feel like they have ownership, if they feel like they can see themselves in those projects, that to me is what truly makes one successful.
Very good. I love it. Lindsay St. Arnaud Bell from Near West Side Partners, Concordia 27 at 27th and Wells, opening on June 25th.